cozy traditions feel good, especially this time of year. And that includes your fall makeup look. From lashes for days with liquid lash extension mascara to enhancing a smoky eye with your favorite shade of Brilliant Eye Brightener, Thrive Cosmetics is your go-to for completing every fall look. Whether you want a simple, just gotta get out the door routine or fall glam that wows at all your favorite festivities, you'll always look and feel radiant with Thrive Cosmetics. Plus, every product is vegan, cruelty-free, and made with clean, skin-loving ingredients. Complete your fall look. Go to thrivecosmetics.com/cozy for an exclusive offer of 20% off your first order. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/cozy.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
This time of the year, you might have an entire row, not just a shelf, but a row in that supermarket given over to once-off disposable Halloween tat. They're pushing this stuff out where it's super cheap, of course, because it's not taxed. And people are buying it, bringing it home and draping things, Shane, like, for example, you know, those fake cobwebs that people love to put across their garden. Now, what they're actually doing is they're laying down a dense mat of plastic. Now, if this was any other time of the year, the neighbours would be going into them and reporting them for littering. But strangely enough, during Halloween, all the rules are cancelled and this type of littering is regarded as great fun and good crack.
That's environmental journalist and author of The Lie of the Land, John Gibbons. He was on News Talk Breakfast earlier about the fact that he feels we're all being encouraged to buy junk over the Halloween period. Megan Scully is presenter of News Talk Podcast 28 Ways to Save the World. Megan's with me in studio. Is he right about this?
Absolutely. It's actually quite horrifying how bad Halloween is. And I don't want to be like a Debbie Downer and I don't want to be saying, don't
totally
do this, don't
joy.
Do that.
Yeah, no.
Because I love Halloween. This is my favourite time of year.
Right.
But I've even noticed when I walk in here to the studio, those fake cobwebs are on nearly every second house. And they literally are plastic. But yeah. I was thinking, why don't you just leave the real cobwebs there? Sure, aren't they better? But yeah, the problem with the plastic cobwebs is it's actually affecting wildlife and birds can get caught in it and then they're trapped. So they actually are really, really bad. And I don't know, I feel like just this year they've become really popular.
I was talking to Pat about this a little earlier and Jess Kelly was here in studio, you know, and she was talking about getting the Halloween, like kind of the nearly like the goodie bags that you had as a child at a birthday party. You know, and there's that sort of equivalent that's out now for the children when they're out and they're trick-or-treating, that they get the little party bag and it has loads of sort of, you know, whatever junk or whatever the hell's in it. And then you give that to every child and they go home and it's all this additional waste and plastic that's not required at all.
And like he said there, it does kind of seem that the rules don't apply at Halloween, but when you think about it, the amount of plastic waste, because those party bags, as you mentioned, they literally have the small mini bars or maybe small little sweets. So then that just, and they're all wrapped in plastic.
The packet of Haribo.
Yeah, see, everything is just so much plastic waste. And I maybe think because it's Halloween, we don't really realise how much waste there is. And another massive issue at Halloween, which was only brought to my attention through the podcast, was pumpkins and waste with pumpkins, because pumpkins are actually food. And how many of us actually eat the pumpkin or the contents? Not many, I'd say. So therefore, we're just throwing out food after Halloween and then they rot and then we're just throwing them away. So we're actually throwing away so much food. And I think one year, was it 2 or 3 years ago, one pumpkin farmer alone grew 250,000 pumpkins. And he's just, that's just one of a number.
Well, you see them outside nearly every house in the estate. There'll be 2 and 3 pumpkins outside carved out and in some sort of a, in some shape or whatever. And as you say, the contents of that is just dumped.
Yeah. And I have to say, I'm guilty of it over the years. I love carving pumpkins and I just never really thought about it as food. I just saw it as the gunky stuff that was inside the pumpkin that I wanted to throw in the bin.
So if we're really serious about the environmental issues and situation that we're facing at the moment, like John Gibbon, you know, made the point a little earlier today, should we be taxing this kind of stuff?
See, it's hard now because I feel like there's already so many taxes and it's hard to be hitting the pocket. I just think maybe an education around it. I think, as I said, I didn't realise how bad those plastic cobwebs were until it was brought to my attention that, you know, wildlife get trapped in them and they are effectively just a lot of plastic waste. And even when you think about the sweet wrappers, is there something else we can do? Can we start handing out other types? And what's wrong with monkey nuts? Sure, aren't they great?
Yeah, listener says you haven't even mentioned Halloween costumes yet and the fact that every child in the family will appear in a different one each year. Katie's with me on the line in Wicklow. Katie, can every parent, though, realistically make a costume for their child? Can you hear me, Katie? You can.
Hello.
How are you?
Hiya, how's things?
So can you, yeah, go on ahead.
I think, look, I get that, you know, we have to do our bit for the climate and the environment and all of that. But I kind of think as well, it's, you know, once a year, you know, if there's a way you can kind of get your items and reuse them, like your costumes, or, you know, give them to someone else, or your plastic cobwebs, you know, I think to put a tax on it would be insane. And the parents who do make their own costumes, like, fair play to them. But that takes an awful lot of time and as well skill. And if you don't have the skill or the time, you really are left with no option, really, but to buy a costume. Because one, who has the time to go to
it's so much easier,
shop?
Isn't it?
It is, maybe it's selfish, maybe it's kind of, you know, thoughtless, but in today's day and age where life is so busy, it is easier to just, you know, go in and get the costume that your kid wants.
Yeah, I don't mind the decorations, you know, and the kind of the blow up sort of Halloween paraphernalia and the lights and all of that, because that'll all be used every single year. I suppose where we probably could cut back, though, I have friends, like the same people that would bitch and moan each year to you about, you know, your environmental footprint, and they're the ones handing out all these Halloween goodie bags then, you know, to 40 and 50 children. I have to laugh at them. But the costumes too, they're something, Katie, that can be reused.
Yeah, like if I've got my kids are 4 and 6, so whatever costumes they have this year, I will put them up on adverts or something, or I'll offer them over Facebook or something to say, does anybody want this? And I'll put the age or the size on it. And then if somebody wants it, they want it. And sure, if they don't, there's nothing you can do about it. Like I said, it's only once a year. Do you know what I mean? I think it is a bit of a Debbie Downer attitude to have to tax Halloween or to tax Christmas, let's say. They're really the two big things of the year where we have kind of more plastic or whatever. But there are ways, if you want to be environmentally friendly, there are ways to do it yourself, you know, without taxing everybody in the process.
Keith is with us too, Katie. Keith, you're based in West Cork. How do you think we clamp down on all of the Halloween tat? Have I got Keith? No, is Keith with us? Rhoda McDonough, I think, is on the line. Rhoda's the founder of the Designer Room. How easy is it for parents to make the Halloween costumes?
Well, you know, can we go back to the sheet, the white sheet? There is definitely ways. I just think it's not about being perfect. It's just about being a little bit more mindful. Like, you can still have a really magical, like, Halloween and spooky, but just with a little less, you know, less waste, basically. You just need to think a little bit more creative. And I always think if you see any kids going into school, you'll know the ones that have been creative. You've known the ones who have done this out of stuff at home. Or, like, there's the WhatsApp groups that I have here in our road. People are always texting saying, who has this to fill in a costume? You know, it's just been a little bit. Rather than going out and buying all this plastic, because that's all those costumes are, is made of plastic. And we're just literally creating thousands of waste, like, collectively. Like, if everyone went out and bought it collectively, it's wasteful. So if we can just be a little bit mindful when it comes to it. And yes, I have been guilty myself of carving the pumpkins, but do try to make the soup out of there, or do something with it rather than just binning everything. So, you know, we can still have the fun and have the spookiness, but just be a bit mindful of how we create, be a bit more creativity, rent, reuse costumes, share costumes. You know, as the other listener or the other girl there was saying, she puts her stuff up in adverts, you know, give them away for free. We have in our community centre here where everyone can come with their costumes and swap. Like, swapping is a great thing as well, and other kids get a chance of wearing other costumes. It's just about trying to keep them in use and not putting them in the bin.
It's a great idea, that actually. Funny, another listener making the point too, Rhoda, and that apparently Talla Library has a Halloween costume swap where you get a space, they've sewing machines to adapt and create costumes, as well as special effects makeup classes for teens.
Yeah.
It's a brilliant idea. How handy are you, Megan? Are you any good at making Halloween costumes? I was never any good at this. Now,
do you know what? I remember I just got my 21st birthday, I dressed up as Jasmine because my birthday is this time of year. So I had a Halloween party, and I randomly had an aqua coloured bra from Victoria's Secret years ago. And I bought the material, and my aunt actually made the costume for me. And I think in total, the costume cost me €7. And my 31st birthday was in one of the lockdowns where there was nothing open. So my friend and I, 10 years later, recreated my 21st look with the exact same costume, and I still have it at home, and I've no doubt I'll get it, hopefully a few more wears out of it.
He'll root it out for the 40th down the line. Are you handy, Katie, when it comes to this? Like, is this something you think you could make a stab at this year?
I'd be handy enough, to be fair. It's just getting the time to do it. What my kids never want something straightforward. It always has to be something really complex and difficult. Do you know what I mean? Now, maybe this conversation, I'm thinking, now maybe I'll give it a stab and see what I'll come up with. You know, it's kind of making me think.
A little bit of inspiration.
It is a little bit of inspiration. I'm kind of thinking here as I'm listening to the other contributors, I'm like, maybe I'll give it a go. But like that, it is just, you know, it's sometimes it's time and handiness versus, you know,
convenience.
Thinking of
Listen, we're not and, going to judge you yeah, for that. Do you, Rhoda, for people listening today, like if they're looking for inspiration or maybe things that are just, you know, time efficient, not too complex to do for young children, where would you send them for a little bit of advice on that?
Well, you know, have a bit of fun and have a laugh because it is a lovely time of the year. Like, it is really fun. And even when you're sitting down over your dinner saying, come on, let's be creative this year. What are we going to do? Like, I've seen kids who had an empty box that got delivered by something and they had made like a phone or something out of it and cut out boxes. But it's those kids that actually kind of are stopped and said, oh my God, I love it. Like, there was a Greek goddess that had a sheet like wrapped around. Like, you can get inspiration from anywhere, from Pinterest, you know, go online and have a look at, like, you know, but it comes down to who you are as well and get your creative, you know, have fun doing it, get your creativity. Like, my child went in, now she's a teenager now, but she went in with just a sheet over her head and a hat on the top of it. And I don't know what she was pretending to be. But anyway, she got this originality because everyone else had bought costumes. So I think if we can just start having a bit of fun at home and not take it so serious, but just have fun and think of better ways and being a little bit mindful of our ways. You know, it can just go for a long way.
Text here from, well, there's plenty of text actually in you know, sort of similar to this. Your own children, they're the ones that are going to be impacted by most of the environmental damage caused by the parents. So to say that you don't have time to make or buy a costume secondhand is really just lazy and selfish. Another listener got in touch too to tell me the cobwebs at Halloween, Megan's right, they're a huge problem for wildlife, killing bats, owls, any other animals that too get tangled in them. They should absolutely be banned. Emer's with us on the line in Drogheda. Emer, do you agree with that?
Well, I mean, I feel like as if we've got enough cobwebs naturally around the place that, you know, people, if you just, you know, let the spiders remain around for another couple of weeks until Christmas, or not Christmas, sorry, until Halloween, and then let it just build up. Like, we don't need all of the bells and whistles, especially the ones that are horrific for the environment. That aspect I could see definitely I'd have no problem being downsized, but I don't feel like as if we need to go so crazy with how, obviously when they were talking about taxing things, I just, like, there's no mention about this for Christmas and there's just as much
Don't worry, that conversation will start in the next few weeks. There'll be somebody calling for that, but I suppose we can all see it anecdotally though, Emer, in more recent years, like, I feel it's nearly kind of since the COVID period households, like, Halloween is now, it's as big as Christmas in terms of decorations.
Oh yeah, for sure. Especially during COVID when people were staying at home and there was nothing else to do, you could decorate the house. And then, like, with the likes of Shein and Temu, when you could just buy all this amount, you know, anything you could even put your mind to, it exists and you could buy it. Like, I think that did open up and it was the handiness of it all. But as everybody else was saying, if you just pre-plan, spend some time, even with your kids, if you made it as an experience to even make some decorations that will last for years. You could also try to pool together ideas and with what you have at home, could you make costumes? And if the kids got an idea of making their own, like, or helping their parents make the costumes, it could be something that they could get an interest in and be more aware of, be more conscientious to make their own outfits as the years go on, and then they get more creative. Like, it could open up something good for the families. Now, as I know, it's all time sensitive, but I suppose if there was some pre-planning put into it in an ideal world. But I do feel like as if some aspects can be cut back, especially like buying stuff every year online. If people just kind of put their heads together and make it an experience to start enjoying Halloween as a kind of more creative time of year.
Listeners, why don't the parents let their children make their own costumes? You know, what's the obsession with the adults wanting to have the perfect costume for their child? Another listener says, I would suggest that you do homemade treats for Halloween this year, but they're not allowed in the schools anymore. What happened to the bed sheet and bin bag costume like we had 30 years ago? And another listener, it sounds like a case of attitude issues and a lack of actual accountability for our impact. When I hear for the callers talking about, you know, yes, I'm all up for protecting the environment, but not at my expense. It's only Halloween. We can't be killjoys. It's Christmas. It's birthday parties. It's christenings. It's weddings and so on and so on. We don't see the impact. We don't really seem to understand the issue properly, Megan.
Yeah, and that's what I think it is. I think it's just a bit of education around what we're actually doing. And as that text said there, like there are so many events now. It's not like we're just celebrating one or two occasions during the year. I feel like we're just celebrating all the time. It's like any excuse. So I think it's just about making better choices. And if you can possibly make decorations this year, I think the big thing is to take them down gently and put them away like Christmas with the lights. Yeah. Put the lights away properly.
You've got a system.
And I think if you get a good system in place and like that, let the children decorate their own costumes if they want. And I think swapping them around. And also in the next week or two after Halloween, I would start going into local charity shops because people will start donating costumes and maybe put them away then for next
year. I thought that was a brilliant suggestion, what they're doing in Tallaght Library, you know, in relation to actually having a space where you can go in, use the sewing machines, create, adapt what's there, and also as well, you know, the kind of makeup class around it is probably the idea of doing your own makeup and the Halloween sort of theatrical makeup versus even having a costume is probably better again.
I love that. I have to say, I do enjoy this time of year now when a lot of the makeup artists will start showing us their Halloween look.
So creative.
It's so amazing.
Megan Scully, presenter of News Talk podcast 28 Ways to Save the World. Katie, Rhoda McDonough, Keith Emer, thanks a million for getting in touch. The email is lunchtimelive@newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Cozy traditions feel good, and that includes your fall makeup look. From lashes for days to enhancing a smoky eye with your favorite shade of Brilliant Eye Brightener, Thrive Cosmetics is your go-to for completing every fall look. Plus, every product is 100% vegan, cruelty-free, and made with clean, skin-loving ingredients. Go to thrivecosmetics.com/cozy for an exclusive offer of 20% off your first order. That's Thrive Cosmetics. CAUSEMETICS.com/cozy.